Hello, this is the Voices of CRM podcast for December. I'm Barney Beal, news director with SearchCRM.com. Today we're talking with Ed Abbo, Senior Vice President of CRM Products at Oracle. Ed's here to talk to us today a little bit about Fusion, what to expect with Siebel 8.0, and the future of innovation in the CRM market.
All right. Welcome, Ed. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Maybe you could just start out by telling us a little bit about your background and what it is you do now at Oracle.
Sure. I have been in the applications business for 20 years now. Actually, interestingly enough, started with Oracle back in 86, and then left to essentially go to Siebel in 93, 94, that time frame. So it was one of the early members of the management team at Siebel, and obviously back at Oracle now through the acquisition. At Siebel, had a variety of roles, including headed up engineering and the chief technology officer, as well as drove a lot of the vertical products that Siebel delivered in the marketplace. So we recognized about 6 years ago, 7 years ago or so, that CRM was not a one-size-fits-all, and ended up investing in industry-specific CRM products and led the trend with that. So at Oracle, I run the CRM organization, so responsible for product strategy and obviously the Siebel product line and directionally where we're headed in the future.
Sure. And so you came over with amidst the acquisition, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And a lot of the Siebel management, product management team are essentially working for me here as part of the Oracle CRM organization.
Sure. Well, Oracle's been pretty forthright about its intentions with the Siebel application, but I still hear some confusion out there from time to time. Maybe you could just get our listeners caught up to date on the Fusion roadmap and Siebel's place in the Oracle CRM suite.
Sure. I think there are a couple of points to make. First of all, Oracle, under its Applications Unlimited initiative and program, have made the commitment to continue the investments in the existing product lines, so that includes Siebel and PeopleSoft and the Oracle eBusiness Suite. So from a Siebel perspective, that means that we will continue to deliver innovation in the Siebel line. So the current generally available product is Siebel 7.8. We will release next year a Siebel 8.0, which is a very significant release that's been under development for the past number of years. And then, we essentially will continue with 8.1 and 8.2, 8.3, 8.x releases going forward. So that's the Applications Unlimited umbrella. Now, obviously, we have equal commitments to the other assets that Oracle acquired through Siebel, including the business analytics, which has been Siebel Business Analytics has been rebranded as Oracle Business Intelligence, and the Siebel CRM on demand. Oracle has continued to make significant investments in that, and is one of the strategic product lines that came over through the acquisition. So the same thing applies there. We are continuing and increasing the investments in each of these lines under the Applications Unlimited umbrella, if you will.
Sure, and ultimately they are being melded together under one CRM application, correct?
That's right. As we look at the roadmap moving forward, there's really three key initiatives, if you will. with the iFlex transaction systems that do deposits and mortgages. So so that's the other, you know, value add, if you will, as we move forward. And then the other aspect, obviously, is a recognition that there is a shift in technology to standards-based technologies that's represented by our Fusion middleware offering. And we obviously want to make sure that our customers are protected as the technology evolves. And that's the initiative by the name of Fusion Applications and Fusion Middleware. So, so Oracle is putting its customers' interests in mind and essentially offering a very you know, unique and customer-centric application strategy. So customers on a particular existing product, you know, can stay on that product, either upgrade it to one of the later releases, and eventually, you know, with the right business justification, move to the next generation at their time.
And what's the time frame for Oracle making all of these available?
So, you know, so Siebel 8.0 is next year, and we are rolling out the integrations as they, you know, the integrations are going to be a continually, you know, will be continually rolled out as they become available, and obviously as we do, you know, as we close on acquisitions, that's part of what we factor in is the integration timing on that.
Okay. Well, you sort of touched on Siebel 8 a little bit. Maybe you could give us maybe at least a general idea of what to expect with that. I understand there's going to be some focus on the user interface.
That's right, Barney. We basically, as I mentioned, Siebel 8 is a big release. It's been on the development for the past 2 or 3 years and has substantial innovations in it to you know, to address what our customers have been asking us for. So the innovations are really, I would say, in three main categories. One is the, you know, dramatically improving the usability and I would say the usefulness of the application. The second category is business, what I refer to as business responsiveness or business agility. And a third category, which is around you know, the ownership experience for companies. So I'll talk about a couple of these categories in the user usability area. We addressed three real requests from our customers. One is around task completion, what we would say kind of task completion rates, which is the ability to for the user to actually get done a work process efficiently and essentially do that without a lot of discoverability. So the net of this is it allows the system guides the user through the minimal set of screens and fields, if you will, to get the job done. And while companies had tried to configure this in the Siebel application, it's now productized out of the box. The other key aspect of this is the ability to change the work process dynamically without having to embark on lengthy and expensive IT development. So essentially now, if there's a new regulation or rule or change in process that a company, that the business wants to introduce, they can do that through a graphical interface to allow them to add steps or change steps in the work process, and then with the press of a button, deploy that to the users. And just in contrast, that you can do this in literally within a, you know, within a day. In the past, with traditional systems, you'd have to go through, you know, kind of a
And so the idea there is that the line of business people are able to make those changes themselves without IT?
That's correct. It's you know, obviously IT plays a role in terms of making sure that the majority of the services, if you will, are available, and then the business can essentially do the majority of the changes that they are typically need to make without having to go through IT. So that's how I would categorize it. It's really the majority. So changes in business rules, like you know, if a quote exceeds a certain dollar amount, it needs to get approval through another channel. All those business rules that do change very very rapidly can now be changed without having to go through you know, through an extensive IT cycle.
Okay.
The other area that we kind of dramatically improved is finding information in the system. And so what we've done is allowed the user to find information just as they would you know, through a search engine like a Google, be able to enter flexible terms. And the searching capabilities now looks within the CRM application, can look in the back office applications, can look on the file systems and email across the intranet of the company, and get the information for the users dynamically, applying security rules. So people who shouldn't see certain data should also see that. And the other key aspect that we've embedded here is enabling what I will call the intelligent interaction. And to put this in perspective, the CRM systems have progressed from basically being you know, data entry intensive to having analytical charts that can show the end user, put context around the interaction with the customer. And the next stage of this is what I would call real-time decisioning and real-time assistance to the agent. So let me give you an example. If a customer walks into a bank branch, they deposit money. Through the use of these real-time decisioning engines, the agent can basically take advantage of all the information we've got on this customer, understand that the customer is depositing a certain amount of money, compare their asset allocation to other customers of similar you know, demographics, and basically propose what should be done with that deposit, all in real time. And that substantially changes the interaction with the customer. So now in real time, the agent can basically say, well, we would recommend you put the money in the following asset, versus the traditional approach, which is money gets deposited, a marketing campaign gets run a week or two later, you know, and a mailer gets sent out or an email gets sent out later, and the customer's already kind of, you know, done something with the money.
Right.
So that's you know, that intelligent real time interaction is also what we're enabling here.
Okay. And a lot of this work, I imagine, that was begun before the acquisition. Is that fair to say?
That's correct. It was started before the acquisition and completed as part of Oracle's Applications Unlimited commitment.
Okay. Well, let me sort of along that note ask you. Siebel was always kind of a leader and pioneer in the market, and clearly focused on CRM itself. And now that it's part of Oracle, and a lot of attention's got to be paid to integrating all these applications together, where do you see the real innovation in the CRM market coming from?
Well, we continue to innovate in around CRM, and a couple of key points. I mean, the team that had been innovating at Siebel is basically now innovating at Oracle, and frankly, we have a significant organization. In fact, you're now managing a process across systems that that are essentially some within your four walls, others outside of the four walls, and some are hosted and some are on-premise. And essentially, the other recognition is that that the industry specifics really matter significantly. So all of these aspects, if you will, we're much better and able to deliver it at Oracle than we were as a standalone company at Siebel. So we are, you know, if you will, are at Oracle, our ability to innovate is dramatically accelerated, and so our customers will see that as we deliver, you know, industry-specific processes that span the front, middle, and back office. So that's how I'd characterize the shift, if you will. It's we can deliver more innovation and faster at Oracle.
That's because of size and money. Is that...
Yeah, partly the breadth of assets that we can work with. So let me give you a specific example. I think that'll make it more concrete. And I'm dealing with a communications company. One of the strategic processes that they're looking to enable is to is to deliver new products to market very quickly. And it's been recognized that if I can cut the cycle down on new products from 9 months down to a month from the time a marketing person thinks of a new product in response to a customer demand, if I can bring that cycle down from 9 months to a month, then I can basically innovate much more quickly than the competitors do and gain share. So in order to enable that, you essentially need to be able to quickly register the product and or service and deliver it through the IT systems, which are frankly one of the key long poles on new product delivery. And so with Oracle, we can essentially register the product in the front office across all channels, register it in the, price it, and register it in the billing system and activate it, through an integrated process across these systems and deliver that to our customers so they can enable that innovation. And so Oracle has those assets to be able to do that very quickly, be it the Fusion middleware or the Portal billing system or the Siebel CRM system, and essentially can deliver that, whereas at Siebel we would be talking about the process but not able to deliver the full solution.
Okay. A few more minutes here. Maybe you could catch us up on a couple products, particularly what's the latest on Siebel's Universal Customer Master and the Oracle Customer Data Hub? How will those continue to evolve?
Sure. The Customer Master, so this is the category that we're referring to here, is Customer Hub. So it's essentially products that allow companies to have a single source of clean customer data. To enable them to have a better understanding of their customers' needs across across the whole company. And so Siebel offered a product called the Universal Customer Master, and Oracle has a customer data hub product. And I think it's important to recognize while they both tackle the same type of problem, they essentially had different focuses. So Siebel's Universal Customer Master product was very focused on the industries and had some industry-specific capabilities built into it. And so it lends itself to buyers in retail banking and in telecommunications, whereas as a point of contrast, Oracle CDH product was basically integrated into as we move forward, Oracle is essentially investing in both those products, moving UCM forward with some key enhancements, and then CDH forward in its R12 release. And the plan is to bring the two together as we go to Fusion. So we're looking at what are the unique capabilities of UCM, what are the unique capabilities of CDH to ensure that those are captured in a single product, single next generation product.
Okay, and that will continue to be sold as sort of separate products towards sort of with a vertical orientation.
That's right. They really while some people are confused that the products have customer in both product names, the reality is they're serving slightly different buyers, and so there's less confusion once you're positioning it to the right buyer.
Okay. And just one more thing. I mean, you touched a little bit on Siebel's on-demand product earlier, specifically the multi-tenant application, and that was something we certainly heard a lot about when Siebel was kind of getting it up and running, and we've heard less of lately. Maybe you could just catch us up a little bit on what's happening with that and how it fits into the Fusion roadmap.
Sure. We have been doing a lot of work around our CRM on-demand product, and let me kind of tell you what we're doing there. We've continued the rapid pace of new product introduction around CRM on demand, and so we introduced hosted email marketing capabilities over the past 6 to 9 months. As well as other innovative capabilities. Now, one of the areas that we have extended the product to is what we call hosted contact centers or hosted call centers. And I think this is a pretty another point of innovation where if you look at a call center, a lot of the capabilities is actually buried in hardware. So this is call distribution hardware and computer telephony. CTI equipment, and as with IP and voice over IP capabilities, that's now been replaced with software. And so we have added to our CRM on-demand capability, as well actually to our on-premise capability, the ability to have what we call a virtual call center. So it's software-driven, and it's available to an agent irrespective of where they're located. So you could be taking calls from home, or you could be taking it from the office. We can route those calls dynamically through software to the agent. So that's a big point of innovation that we have made available to our customers. There's a lot of innovation that we are delivering around our CRM on demand as well as our contact on demand products, and the model that we see here, just to talk a little bit about that, is not everybody going hosted, so not all systems will be hosted. At the same time, not everything will be on premise, and I described this earlier. It really is kind of a hybrid, what I call a hybrid model. So in any company, there may be some divisions being served through the hosted products and other processes and divisions being served through the on-premise products, excuse me. And our customers' expectations is that the two work seamlessly together and are integrated with the back office. And so if you look at what companies are doing today, it's really a combination of the two, with the expectation that if I'm talking to a customer, I should have access to all information on the customer, irrespective of whether it's stored in a back office system, in a front office on-premise system, or indeed on a front office hosted system. So the interaction should be
Ed, this has been great. Thanks for the time today. We look forward to hearing what comes next.
Excellent. Thank you for the time.
Well, that concludes our conversation with Ed, and please tune in next month and next year when we continue our series of conversations with leaders in the CRM market. And please continue to turn to searchcrm.com for all your CRM information needs. Thanks.